When did you start doing circus performing or circus arts?
I started training actually in 2014, in March. I graduated from Oxford and was like, what do I really want to do with my life? And I decided I really wanted to do the circus.
You graduated from Oxford. What were you studying there? Not circus.
Nah. I studied the idea of national identity formation and the way immigration plays into that.
Did you know, you know, when you were a kid, were you interested, or was it something that was buried deep within and then it came out after all of your academic studies?
It's definitely something that I've always been interested in, but my interest has grown and developed as I continue to become more academic. And when I graduated from university, I decided that this is a really important part of what I want to do and what I'm interested in, that I didn't get the opportunity to study at all. And so I decided to take the time to make sure that I created space for circus in my life.
And what is it about it? What is it about circus that draws you?
I think it's the idea of always pushing your limits, of exceeding yourself, of doing the impossible. And the human body is capable of so much. And nowhere is it more clear than when you're doing circus that you are really pushing the boundaries of what people are capable of, physically, artistically.
Well, you do contortion.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? What does that entail?
Contortion is extreme flexibility training. So what it is it's learning not only how to increase your range of motion, but it's training the strength and the control so that you can utilize that range of motion, that flexibility. Without hurting yourself. And you can do a variety of different moves and poses and transitions between them.
And do you have to be naturally already really flexible to do it?
Flexibility is like any other skill. It's a learned skill and trained technique as much as it is a natural talent for it. Generally, in contortion, it's a very distinct feeling, like that extreme stretching and that way of pushing your body.
You said it's a distinct feeling. What does it feel like?
It's like finding a wall and pushing past that wall. It's pushing yourself past the limits that you think you can hit.
What are some of your favorite moves or maybe your favorite challenges that you have overcome?
I love chin stands.
What's a chin stand?
So chin stand is where the performer has their chin and their chest flat against the floor, and they take their feet and put it up behind their heads. So you bring your butt to your head and you put your feet in front of you.
Uh-huh. And it's extreme back bend.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Uh-huh. And I like it. I think it's super cute.
Is that like the pose you'd use for your holiday greeting cards?
Yeah, exactly. Where you're just here with your head between your knees.
Uh-huh. Your feet just right there by your ears.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like you're wearing them like earrings. Yeah.
And how long did it take you to be able to get there to do that pose?
It probably took about a year.
I'm speaking with San Francisco circus artist and teacher Phoenix Paz. Well, let's talk more about circus as an art form. Like these days, pretty much everyone has at least heard of Cirque du Soleil or seen little clips of it, if not the actual live shows. And that's a different style from the Barnum and Bailey type stuff that I saw when I was a kid. Tell me about the range of stuff that fits under the circus umbrella, or the circus big top, if you will, these days.
Definitely. So traditionally, there's the European style circus, which has always been a one ring circus tent. And it's a smaller troupe that does that sort of thing. And then the American circus has traditionally been the three-ring circus, and you had the big top events, and then you'd have the two little tops, and one of the smaller tops would generally be like a variety show with dancers and magicians and all of the things like that.
Like vaudeville.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then the other one would be kind of like a freak show, and that's always been a fundamental part of the American circus tours and the way it started. But the interesting thing about that was it was the way people got exposed to performers from around the world, like contortionists or like African stilt walkers or dancers. And so the freak shows weren't always just about freaks. It was about something that was out of the ordinary, something extraordinary, and showing that. And then today, We're in a phase called new circus or contemporary circus. Going back to the rawness of the human body, there's a lot less of the fancy costuming, a lot less of the bright colors. There's no animals involved in Cirque Nouveau traditions or in contemporary circus. And there's a lot more of incorporation of storytelling elements and aspects of it, which is what people are really excited about right now, is using circus and using the human body to tell stories.
You talked about being drawn to circus as a personal experience of pushing your own boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
What about from the outside, before you started doing it, what was inspiring to you about watching?
The inspiration about watching circus was this idea of weightlessness, and again, the idea of achieving the impossible. I would go and see the circus and watch these people do things, and they were flying across the floor doing all of these amazing tumbles and jumps and power tumbling. You can jump like 10 feet in the air and do multiple backspins and land on your feet and be like safe and light and content doing it.
Sort of like real life superheroes.
Exactly. So it was kind of like that, or like parkour. You see all of the kung fu movies and circus is really what it's all about. And just the control and the beauty and the precision and the mastery of speed. So amazing, and all of it together with the music and the costumes and the aesthetics, that's really what appealed to me, was the combination of the two, as it's the raw power of what the human body can do with the best of what society has to offer.
That was contortionist Phoenix Paz speaking with KALW's Jen Sheehan. Paz and the Circus Center artists perform their new cabaret, Champagne and Starlight, tomorrow and Saturday in San Francisco. More information is at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents.